Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We got another blessed day the Lord has given us. We'll begin the communion class with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for the mighty move of God that you're operating through your people who follow and obey you. Bless us to go forward. Help us to do all that's in your heart. Help us to reach all that we can before your glorious return. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, every day is another step closer to his soon return. And, you know, Paul said that many years ago, but now we're right up on it. And it's an exciting time, and it's unusual, you know, the things that God is doing. And I believe we're going to see more and more miracles, or at least hear about more and more miracles that God is doing. And I love it. We'll continue with chapter 1 in the communion book, Holy Communion book by Joseph Prince. I'm going to go back to page 18. We touched on this testimony that he had, and we never really finished it. We were talking about, in the previous class, we talked about how discerning the Lord's body is twofold. When, you know, the body of Christ, recognizing that all that he has done for us, every part of his body was bruised, and he paid a high price for our healing. We have legal rights to it. And communion serves as a reminder, as well as actually partaking of the blessings that he gave us. And then we
Apostle, we wasn't there, but we are there now when we take communion.
That's right.
He places us all there that we can participate.
Yeah.
And benefit from it.
And benefit
this
from
it. This is a meal you can benefit from.
Yeah. And our physical healing was paid for by his broken body. And our spiritual healing was paid for by the cross, and also the guidance of the Holy Spirit in his people. And when people go before the Lord, and the Lord revealed things through by the Holy Spirit, but he always does it through people, whether he's revealing it to you or somebody else. And Jesus said that my people hear my voice and they follow me. It doesn't matter who is doing the talking, whose voice God is, what person God is using, but when we recognize his voice, we can receive from his body, other people.
Amen.
And both are just as important. And Pastor Prince had a friend that he was in Cambodia. He had a terrible, he worked miracles. His church was mighty and strong, but he developed low blood sugar, and he got healed. I go back and go, this is page 18. He said, at the second paragraph, he said, I have a friend, Pastor Barnabas Mam, who is a pastor of pastors in Cambodia. God saved him from many life-threatening situations when the Khmer Rouge were slaughtering their own countrymen in the 1970s. He said, however, due to the impoverished state of things at that time, he developed some chronic physical conditions, including low blood sugar, calcium levels, insomnia, and rheumatoid arthritis. And he talks about how his grandchildren would have to massage his knees just so he could go to sleep. And he was suffering, a man of God. We all have to believe for our healing. And at the last part of down at the bottom of page 18, I continue that he said, one morning, desperate after yet another sleepless night, his wife pulled out my tape on health, wholeness through the Holy Communion. And he listened to it, and faith just grew in his heart. He immediately prepared the elements and partook that night, and he slept like a baby. He received from communion the broken body of Jesus, and he also received what his friend had given him, the messages on the tape. He listened, he heard, and he received faith for it to benefit himself. And that's what God, you know, we'll, as long as we're in love, we're going to be stable. We'll always be progressively going forward. The key to thriving in life is the receptive love of God. You receive his love and you share it. And when sometimes people, you know, sounds like this man may have been older, but he listened to somebody that's younger and was blessed.
That's good.
And it goes in every direction. The whole body is very important to receive, to rejoice in what God is doing through others, to rejoice in how God is using people. And I love to watch TV. I grew up watching TV and movies, but I would rather listen to Henry Groover or some of the others on YouTube, you know, than watch TV. You know, I find myself on my phone listening to these testimonies. When I'm working, I listen to it. And I listen to the same one again and again, and I always hear something I never heard before. And he said something that was very important. The Lord will prepare you for what you're doing. And those are the kind of things that the Lord taught me. If that's out of place, things are going to go wrong. He started taking teams with him to prayer walk in the latter years, you know. And people that went with him, they heard his testimonies, they wanted to do what he did. And they were interested. But when they get to the, if they go to a place like Japan or where there are strongholds, when the plane is landing, they start coughing, the spirits there don't want the word of God being done. And because they haven't been conditioned for it, it's harder for them. But he was prepared because the Lord prepared him for it. Whenever he give you something to do, he prepare you for it. And you'll be a ready soldier. He thinks of everything. And you'll walk into a few things, but you'll master it, just like Paul did. But people that's not prepared, they struggle. He brought that out. I heard it, and after listening to it again and again, I heard that, I remembered that the Lord would train me before he gave me some assignments. And if you don't follow God, you can stop right there. You can get to a point, things will go haywire, and you won't know what to do. But when you're prepared, you can follow through and finish the work. And many works are started, and a lot of them are not finished for those reasons. That's why you have to, everything that God gives, receive it and do it and go forward. Okay, continuing. He said, the next morning, which was a Sunday, the same man that was sick, he stood up in church and shared on the power of the Lord's body to bring health when we come to his table. After hours of being on his feet, he did not need a massage because he had been totally healed of chronic rheumatoid arthritis. Now, being healed of that, your body, I remember the Lord told me that doubt can exist in different parts of your being. If you were sick for a long time and suffered with pain, that pain, your body will look for it. And then a process of doubt can be started. But this man, he kept his healing. He said, till today, his wife is amazed at his healing. So this happened a while back, but till today, he's walking in that healing. And it's a permanent healing. A lot of times, people want relief when they're hurting. And this is harder. It can be harder to overcome doubt when you're hurting. And that's why it's so good for people to pray. We can benefit from the body. People that's close up on you, if they see you suffering, that can interfere. That can produce doubt in them. It takes a skill to deal with that. I remember Frank Matchin, his daughter, years ago when he was on the radio, his daughter had a condition, and he was believing for her healing. And when she came to sit at the table, he got up and left. He said, I don't want to see you because I need to believe God. And it taught me something. You have to deal with things as they are. Sometimes people that's not around can believe for the healing, better because they're not emotionally attached. And so I saw that principle. So when people are sick and hurting and I'm not around them, I earnestly pray for them because I'm not emotionally attached. I don't have anything to interrupt me in my faith. And we have to remember to do that for people because the husband, the wife, the mother or the father, they might be emotionally attached. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. So anyway, we'll begin at chapter 2 next time. But he got his healing, and even the long-standing migraine was gone. He received what Christ did for him, and he received the information that he needed. Our faith begins when the will of God is known. The word that we receive is where we'll have faith. All these, you know, as you follow God, you learn these principles and it works. Okay, on page 64. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed." He said, "I believe and I receive." Next, take the cup. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity." And thank you, Jesus. I love you because you first loved me. Amen. He thinks of everything.
Amen.
He didn't leave us sitting ducks. He didn't leave us without help. He provided it.
Ooh, that's good.
He did it all right.
That's
he even
good.
Told John, "Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your John. Behold your mother." He left her in good company, in good care. He thinks of everything that way. And when we follow him, we benefit from his wisdom. When we receive what he gives through others, sometimes the things he do through other people is the only way you're going to learn that in this life. And they can give you a principle that can make the difference. And sometimes, you know, that can be the difference between life and death, failure and success. Any comments? Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward. Bless every speaker this morning. Help us to go forward in you. We are mighty in you, and help us to always be mighty in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Well, it's summertime.
It is.